Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Longing for God, was written by Tim Gustafson. When Connor and Sarah Smith moved 5 miles up the road, their cat, S'mores, expressed his displeasure by running away. One day, Sarah saw a current photo of their old farmhouse on social media. There was S'mores in the picture. Happily, the Smiths went to retrieve him. S'mores ran away again. Guess where he went? This time, the family that had purchased their house agreed to keep S'mores too. The Smiths couldn't stop the inevitable. S'mores would always return home. Nehemiah served in a prestigious position in the king's court in Susa, but his heart was elsewhere. He had just heard news of the sad condition of the city where my ancestors are buried, and so he prayed. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses. If you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Home is where the heart is, they say. In Nehemiah's case, longing for home was more than being tied to the land. It was communion with God that he most desired. Jerusalem was the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. The dissatisfaction we sense deep down is actually a longing for God. We're yearning to be home with him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. Let's pray. Father in heaven, what a wonderful reminder that, as believers, our home isn't here on earth. For most of us, that is a very comforting thought. We long to be with you. Help us to see that only you satisfy our longings. Our home is with you, on earth temporarily and in eternity forever. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.